Well, I've got some exciting news for you today. Today is part one of five of a series that we are doing all week this week. And we're starting off today with permission to be quote unquote lazy. Sometimes getting stuff done just isn't happening. You have things you want to do, maybe even things you need to do, but at the end of the day, you're just not doing them. Are you being lazy? Well, maybe, but maybe not. Sometimes being lazy is the right answer, at least for a time, but what if you just need to get a few things done and that feels impossible? Well, today I've got a four-step, just get things done strategy to share with you. Plus, we'll talk about why these things work and we'll touch upon why actually doing nothing at all is sometimes the right answer. So again, this is part one in a five-part series called REST, REST. Yep, it's an acronym. And we'll talk about the beauty of what that is in a world that is likely pulling you along at a dizzying pace sometimes. REST, we'll be talking about it all week here on the Intentional Mom Podcast. Let's kick this thing off. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. Okay, so today we're talking about part one in this five-part series that is all about REST, and that's an acronym, R-E-S-T. And we're starting off today by talking about permission to be lazy. And this is really where this whole concept starts, because there are times that we just need to be able to get stuff done even when it feels impossible to do so. So we're going to start with some basic tips on how to do stuff, or maybe how and when being lazy could actually be helpful. And then we're going to jump into the acronym REST for the remaining 4 days in this series. So what I'm going to share with you first is kind of four different strategies that will help you just get stuff done when you're just not doing that. You've got stuff that you want to do or need to do, have to do, but it's just not happening. So one of these strategies is likely going to help. The first strategy is what I call the do something strategy. So if doing what you had planned to do feels too hard, remember that you can always do something. That's actually one of my favorite mantras, the do something, right? You look at your to-do list, you look at your task list, you look at your list of things to do, and none of those are getting done. You look at all of those things, and for whatever reason, you say, yep, I'm not doing that. So remembering the mantra, just do something, and this is actually one of our 6 core mantras here at the Intentional Mom. So just do something can help you, again, scale things back if something feels a little too hard. If you can choose a different task, oftentimes this is going to mean a smaller task, one that essentially feels like a smaller ask of yourself. And you start there with just doing that smaller ask where the resistance that you're feeling is less. Well, you do that small task, and a lot of times that gets you over that starting hurdle. That's always the hardest one. Especially if you're having a day where you just don't feel like doing anything at all, starting with something small, simple, a quick win, that is often the way to start. So if you're struggling to get something done, just do something and go ahead and just do that thing. Figure out, what can I do that's simpler? What can I do that's smaller? And a lot of times, again, just like with our mantras, I will say this to myself out loud. Sometimes I will say, look, just do something, and I'll pick something small, super actionable, quick win, and I will start there. So just do something is the first strategy that you can take when doing anything at all feels impossible. The second strategy that you can pull out when doing things feels hard is to just focus on one thing at a time. Oftentimes, we try to think of 12 steps down the road. We try to think about what we have to do now, and then we're thinking about this next thing that we have to do or this other thing that we have to do today. And before you know it, we're thinking about five things. And together, those five things, again, feel super weighty. We look at them and they feel like they're going to take a ton of time, and we're not feeling motivated, and maybe we didn't get good rest, we're low on energy. But it's because we're looking at our day or maybe the things we have to do collectively. And so this serves as a reminder to just focus on one thing at a time. Remind yourself, I just have to do this one thing. I don't have to think any further down, just this one thing. And we face less resistance if we feel like the road in front of us is much less uphill. And if it's short, this kind of one step at a time way of looking at things can again help us get going when things feel like they're just too much. So make sure that you are focusing on just this one thing. And after that, you will reassess and you'll look at what might come next, but just the one thing in front of you. That's strategy number two. Strategy number three, when you're struggling to get anything done, is to ask yourself, how can I modify things just to make them simpler? Maybe in this instance, maybe today, but maybe not every day, but maybe today you need to not get whatever it is done the quote unquote right way, but modifying things to make them a little bit less complete, a little bit less thorough, a little bit more of taking the easy way out can be worth it if that means that you'll at least do these things in some way, albeit a simpler way, a less thorough way, a less complete way. Done is always better than not done. And so asking yourself the question, how can I modify this thing or these particular things to make them simpler? Again, what we're doing is we're lowering the amount of resistance we have towards doing anything at all. So how can I modify these things? How can I modify this thing to make it simpler? That's strategy number three. Strategy number four. As you're looking at your list of things that you're supposed to do today, ask yourself this question. Are there things I can take off my list to lighten the load? But know that if you're kind of giving yourself a little bit of a lighter load for today, know that if you're taking stuff off your list for today, you'll likely need to put them back on your list somewhere. The rule is, for our purposes here, is if you're thinking about taking some stuff off your list for today, the rule is going to be you've got to put it back somewhere. Some days, that's the reality. We're just tired. We're low on energy. We're lacking motivation. And rather than try to fight against that, sometimes it's beneficial to say, you know what? I'm going to just take this off my list today. But when you take it off your list for today, you've got to put it on your list for another day. And guess what? That means that it logistically has to be able to fit somewhere else. So if you're going to give yourself a pass with a particular task today, the rule is you've got to put it somewhere else. No just taking it off the list and forgetting all about it with what we're talking about here today. So here's why I think any of these four strategies work. The first reason is because it allows you today, for today, to give yourself a pass on what feels hard, but just for the day. This allows you to really work within your current circumstances, but we can't allow ourselves to dwell in the, I'm just going to take this off the list place, right? For today, we're giving ourselves a little bit of a pass, but just for today. We obviously can't give ourselves a pass every single day. So no matter which of the four strategies you're going to be using, we are kind of giving ourselves a pass for today, but it's just a today thing. We have to be able to attack it on another day. But that's the first reason why I think using any of these strategies is helpful. The second reason why I think any of these strategies are helpful is because really it allows you to take into account the fact that another day you'll probably have a much different perspective. I don't know about you, but I especially find that the winter months really of December, January, and February. Those are really hard months for me. And these are months where I find that I have to use one of these strategies certainly more often than I do in the summer. The days feel short. I live in Michigan where we have a lot of clouds. The weather is gloomy. The weather is often cold. And it's just really hard to find motivation sometimes. And I find myself just kind of in and out of the dumps a little bit more often than I do at other times. And so I know that what I often find helpful is just the perspective of, you know what, for today, I'm going to just kind of allow myself to be extra human and give myself that pass. But I know that tomorrow, the reality is I'll likely feel different. And so number two is really giving you is really acknowledging the fact that tomorrow you'll probably have a somewhat of a different perspective, at least if you're open to seeing it. Oftentimes when I give myself a pass for a day, the next day I'll have kind of a renewed commitment to getting things done. And it's sometimes the best plan rather than just trying to muscle through things, kind of feeling like I'm dragging myself along. So if you force yourself to fight through and just kind of drag yourself through, you're probably not actually going to make much progress. In a case like this, you're often likely just to give yourself the ability to have a new perspective, the new perspective that a new day brings. And that's the second reason why I think these strategies tend to be helpful. Now, let me just interject here. You can't overuse any of these four strategies. In reality, you can't allow yourself to be lazy in one way, shape, or form for too long. If you have responsibilities, if you have different roles, if you have people counting on you, if you have jobs that and responsibilities that really only you can do, at least to a certain extent, you aren't going to be able to give yourself these opportunities to be quote unquote lazy all the time. But we do want to allow ourselves to do that every once in a while. And these strategies do help with that. All right. So the third reason why I think these strategies can be helpful is because in reality, you've got your stuff written down. You know what you're supposed to be doing. You keep looking at it and you keep being frustrated that you're not doing it. And we just kind of get on this vicious cycle of these are the things that I should be doing, but I'm not doing them. These are the things that I should do, but I'm just not doing it. I'm not feeling it. I'm too this, I'm too that. Sometimes that's the way that it is. And so the reason why I think these strategies work, the third reason is because it's just not working as is. And this is where it becomes helpful to really essentially stop trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. If there are legitimate reasons for kind of changing your plans and going with an easier plan for the day, well, sometimes that's just got to be okay. And I would argue totally smart. Sometimes that is actually the smartest thing to do. Again, rather than just drag yourself along and not making much progress at all, why not give yourself the opportunity to kind of recoup and greet the next day with more energy and more focus simply because you gave yourself a little bit of flexibility today. And the fourth reason why I think these strategies work is sometimes purposeful rest is just what you need. Now, purposeful rest, that's an interesting concept to think about, isn't it? And it's actually where we're going to be going with all of the other episodes in this 5-part series. So we all need purposeful rest at times. And sometimes just doing nothing for the rest of today is just what is needed. Sometimes rest can actually be an active thing. Rest doesn't always mean you're lazy, and it can mean you're doing exactly what you should be doing. Because rest, now let's remember, this is an acronym, R-E-S-T, can be active, and it can be exactly what you need to do in the name of making overall progress. That's always what we're looking for, right? In my coaching community, Accomplished Lifestyle, we talk about how progress is progress. Every time we put forth some effort, that's progress. I like to remind people that we focus on the efforts made, not the results gained. And that's where rest can really help us really put forth better, more productive effort Because if we are running on fumes, if we are running on empty, and we're essentially just pulling ourselves along, not really getting anywhere, again, just giving ourselves some time for a pit stop, essentially, is going to help you make more forward progress in the end. And that's what we're all about. So I'm going to be sharing more about the concept of REST in our next four episodes of the Intentional Mom Podcast. And so let yourself just marinate on what we talked about here today. Give yourself some time to look over these strategies again. Maybe try a couple of them out if you find yourself struggling today, if you find yourself struggling tomorrow. Pull these out anytime you are, again, just kind of struggling to have a productive day at all. These are going to be strategies that help you pull yourself forward, or maybe just decide, you know what, today's going to be my day to take things off, but I will be ready to hit the ground running tomorrow. So I'm excited to continue moving forward with you. We'll talk again in the next episode. So we really laid the groundwork today for the following four episodes where we are going to be unpacking the acronym of REST, R-E-S-T. I'll be telling you what each letter stands for, and I'll be telling you what each one means from a practical standpoint and why each one of these is useful in helping you really be more intentional every day. Make sure that you're spending your valuable resources like your time, your brain power, your energy, your emotions, your ability to connect. We want to make sure that you're giving those resources and spending those resources in places that you actually want to be spending them. And this is really what we're all about here. We talk about how, I talk all the time in my coaching community about how we want to get out of the backseat where life just kind of takes you along, where you're just kind of going along for the ride, and getting into the driver's seat, where you are actually the one deciding how to spend some of these valuable resources. And so that is going to be what our entire week, this week here on the Intentional Mom Podcast, is focused. Until we talk again, make it an intentional day.